from e-tolls now, and that's something that's still very confusing. The ANC in Gauteng has now come forward saying that motorists should not worry about e-tolls. This is after they were threatened to be blacklisted. SANRAL came forward and said, we'll blacklist you, and it's going to happen. So my question is, where do we stand on e-tolls? Is it not like getting into your car and taking a trip down the highway? You take the wrong turn off. You've made a mistake. So what do? Do you carry on driving down the turn off until you hit Porfada, or do you turn around and you get back onto the highway? Well, a lot of people are arguing, saying it's enough now with e-tolls. But the big question is, where exactly do we stand? On the line is Eyewitness News reporter Barry Bateman, who has been following this story. Barry, it's all very confusing. Where do we stand?
Yeah, good afternoon, Ray. Well, it started off last week with the Organization Undoing Tax Abuse announcing that they had, or one of their members had come to them for help because he had applied for credit and he had found out that he, in fact, been blacklisted. And this relates to a summons that had been served on him by the electronic toll company on behalf of the SANRAL. And it had to do with, I think it was about 60,000 rands worth of unpaid toll fees. And he had not responded to that summons. And it was the electronic toll company which had applied for a default judgment against him. And based on that default judgment, which had been added to his credit profile, he got this blacklisting on his creditor record. But what we've since heard is from the Credit Bureau Association. Now, that's the association of all the various credit record keepers. They've come forward and said, in terms of the legislation, default judgments obtained from the likes of not paying your e-toll or toll fees in general are not recorded against your credit history. So if such a blacklisting had been, or this default judgment had been loaded against a motorist's name inadvertently because of the e-tolls, they are going to have this reversed. So what the ANC was responding to is saying the motorist can rest easy. You will not get a blacklist as a result of a default judgment for not paying your toll fees. But of course, OUTA, Organization Undoing Tax Abuse, saying do not ignore the summons. And this is very important because you just will end up with difficulties to try and get that reversed anyway. So respond to it, either challenge it in court or go to OUTA and seek help.
Yeah, but you see, we don't have time for this. We also don't have legal fees to pay for this. This seems absolutely crazy. But I suppose OUTA is out there and fighting the battle.
Well, there have been, and there is a test case that's waiting to be heard. OUTA is challenging the lawfulness of the implementation of the e-toll system. They're saying it's unlawful, and they're just waiting for a court date. Until we have certainty as this, the electronic toll company and SANRAL can lawfully act against motorists who do not pay. So either pay, or if you get summoned, ensure that you are prepared to help or approach OUTA to get that help. But the ANC as well saying, Ray, is that the ANC resolved at their provincial conference, the ANC in Gauteng, saying that they want to do away with e-tolls. They're saying they're still waiting on the national government to come up with a proposal or a determination on this particular matter. So not even the ANC itself appears to know where exactly this is going.
You're quite right, because you've said, we have Tito Mboweni saying pay your tolls. That was the big thing while delivering his budget speech. Then the ANC in Gauteng saying no. It's a bit of schizophrenia, isn't it, by the ANC? We also have an election coming up very soon, and maybe after the election we will find out the truth, but before then maybe we won't, because it's a very hot topic, isn't it?
Well, it is. And, you know, it is one of these things. Just look at load shedding and how it's going to be used by either party for or against as an electioneering tool. The public don't want e-tolls. So whoever is going to propose that it be implemented is certainly not going to sit well with the electorate. So you certainly would have it from the ANC in Gauteng saying that this is something that they're waiting to get rid of. They're just waiting on the other branch, their own organization as the governing party to make a decision. So, you know, to come and say that they fully supported, such as Tito Mboweni has said, would be a difficult position for them to adopt in this run-up to the elections.
Eyewitness News reporter Barry Bateman on the line from Pretoria.